Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
So in my haste to get out of the room, I forget my key. I'm walking out, but I'm just like, I got to get to Eric's room. I got to get in public because it's going to be my word against her word that something happened. I hear her, whatever it is. Right. I got to get to Eric. So as I'm walking down to his room, she's behind me and she says, if I was you, I wouldn't walk too fast. I said, what are you talking about? She says, gun might go off in your back.
The big girls love that. Chicks love the last shot opportunity. Somebody give me a napkin so I can wipe my mouth.
It says, Max, I got two tickets to see the Rolling Stones. Are you interested? I'm like, yeah, absolutely, dude.
I remember this one.
Absolutely, I'm interested. So when he said that, it was at 7:30, so I'm like, well, you know, I got to cancel my date with this young lady. And her name was Carolyn. I had to cancel my date with Carolyn. And I ended up going to a caller, and I said, well, yo, baby, you know, something's come up, and I'm going to have to take you out later. So I'm going to see the Rolling Stones. She was like, oh, hell no. You are not coming into my city.
Why would you tell her you're going to go see Rolling Stones?
What was
you
I going to tell her?
Any other excuse. You're not going to, you don't go with the whole I don't feel well thing, but why did you tell her that you
because
had
I
other
thought,
plans?
No, because I think that is honest as it can be. If somebody told you that.
Yeah, but you don't know how a woman takes that, though?
But look,
through a woman's eyes?
I wasn't even taking it like that.
Okay, all right.
It'd be like this. If I told you, if you came someplace and you were the woman, and all of a sudden you found out within the next hour you're about to go do something with President Obama, would that change your tune?
Yes.
Do you tell her?
Okay, so what do you
tell her? Well, I'm going with my brother, Drew. We're going to Olive Garden instead. No, you tell her the most important thing, and she goes, okay, it's cool. So that's what I told her. I told her the truth.
Did you know her for a while?
I've known her a little bit, a couple of years.
Couple of years? Okay.
A couple of years.
Okay, that's
couple
fair.
Of years.
Because you know what I mean by this, right?
Yeah,
because
I know.
If it's the other way around, what's your reaction? Oh, okay, great. Have a good time.
That's right.
But from a woman's perspective, it's, I'd rather enjoy myself with my teammate at this concert than chill with you. That's the way she takes it. That's the way a woman would take that information.
I understood how she
took it. They're not taking it as a come up for They're looking at it as, oh, you would rather have more fun, or in your eyes, it's more fun to do that than to hang out with
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. That's what it was. It was a one in a lifetime experience. One in a lifetime experience you're going to have by somebody saying to you, yo, I got tickets to see the Rolling Stones. There's going to be 200,000 people in the kingdom. You got a ticket. Yeah, I'm in. So when I tell her that, she's like, oh, hell no. And then she calls me and says, I'm coming down to that hotel. I'm like, for what? Coming down? And I said, don't come in and start no trouble. And within about 30 minutes, she's knocking on the door. And I got the little latch on the door. So I let down, which she caused no trouble. I'm not going to let you in. What do you want?
Wait, did you open the door instead of through the door?
Yeah, no.
I opened the bolt's still on.
Yeah, yeah. So she said, I just want to talk. My foolish. I just want to talk.
Oldest trick in the book.
Yeah, yeah. Then at that point, I take the lock off the door, And you would have thought that she was like with SWAT. I mean, she kicked the door like.
She kicked it.
Kicked it. Didn't kick it off the hinges, but kicked it and, you know, bust in. And then she went from that and it just got worse. She's like, you know what? I'll have to kick your ass right now. And this woman's like about 5'3". I'm 6'8". Yeah, I'm not even worried about that. I'm like, what are you talking about? But in my mind, now the alerts go off. You can hear danger. I was like on Lost in Space. Danger, Will Robinson. Yeah, danger, Will Robinson. Danger. So I'm like, okay, I got to get out of this room. So in my haste to get out of the room.
What did she expect you to do? Like, okay, you know what? Let's just go out.
Yeah.
Forget it. I'm not going to concert.
Yeah. So in my haste to get out of the room, I forget my key. I'm walking out. But I'm just like, I got to get to Eric's room. I got to get in public because it's going to be my word against her word that something happened. Whatever it is. Right. I had got to get to Eric. So as I'm walking down to his room, she's behind me and she says, if I was you, I wouldn't walk too fast. I said, what are you talking about? He says, gun might go off in your back. I'm like, yeah, whatever. So I just keep walking.
You weren't even a little scared?
No, I wasn't even thinking about that. I mean, fear factor was not. I didn't have that. I wasn't even thinking about that.
What if it happened today?
Today, I'd probably fall on my knees. Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Don't shoot me. We can go.
Hands up.
We can go.
I can see the Rolling Stones another time.
Yeah. You know.
No, I asked that because that's the way you're moving in your 20s.
Yeah, maybe.
You're like, you almost 20, feel like you're invincible. You're
20s,
like,
I didn't care. And I, like I said, I get to Eric's room and she is talking noise behind me all the way. And then when I open the door, he opens the door. I walk in. She stops talking. She walks in behind me. And we sit there for a minute. I said, Eric, could you do me a favor? Could you get my, go downstairs, here's my license, and get my key to my room? Not thinking anything. And then, okay, this is going to be quick. He's going to be back. So he leaves. And man, she just does screaming and yelling again. I'm just listening like, okay, Eric will be back in a minute. Next thing I know, she gets up. Eric has left his tickets right there on the table. Eric's left his Rolling Stone tickets. She gets up, rips them up, flushes them down the toilet, and then walks out and says, as she's walking out, she said, I'm not through with your ass yet. I'm like,
what did you say? You weren't yelling? That would be spazzing. You're
mine. No.
I would have flipped out. What the hell's wrong with you?
Like, just, no. I'm happy she's gone, but I'm more now like, oh, hell.
Oh, she left after she did
that. I got to explain to Eric that he ain't going to, I got to explain to a white guy he's not going to see Mick Jagger. What kind of story is that? He comes back. Right after she leaves, and he says, I said, Eric, oh, hell, man. This girl took your tickets and flushed them down the toilet. And he went as pale as a ghost. He's pale. I'm like, wow. He said, no. You took them. I said, Eric,
why would
I know I would not take your tickets. Oh, I'm going to take your tickets to take her to the show.
Right.
No, Eric, I said, you know, Eric, do me a favor. Go out, scalp your two tickets. Whatever it costs, I'll pay you. So he's like, no, we need to have her in jail. I said, no, let's
keep it moving.
Let's get this thing die.
Let's just go.
Let's be like Smokey the Bear. Let's put water on the fire, stir the ashes, put more water on the fire, and that's it. I don't have to see her again. And I guess it was probably like 10 o'clock at night, and I am dead tired because my body was on East Coast time. So about 10 o'clock that night, or not, it was 9:30 that night. I'm asleep because I'm exhausted after that. In bed, I get a phone call. And it's Coach Bill Fitch. And he says, Max, are you okay? I said, I'm fine, Coach. What's wrong? He said, are you sure you're okay, Max? I said, Coach, I'm fine. What's wrong? He said, well, 5 minutes ago, a young lady just called me and said you raped her.
Wow.
So you're crazy. Trying to tell me, and you asked me a minute ago, was there another story? Was there a worse date than that? What can you do next?
Well, before we start recording, I'm like, yo, just give me another one.
I can't.
Because you told this already. But
I know.
This is, you're right. This is the worst date in the world.
The worst date ever. You can't.
You can't even.
You can't even get, unless you're shot. Or you're handcuffed.
This is in between dates, Max. If you think about it. Because you hung out. You guys had the date. She wanted the follow-up. You came up on some tickets.
It was a continuation.
And then you canceled that second one.
No, it was a continuation of the date.
You got to have another one. Come on, man.
And there is nothing.
So all your dates have just been flawless.
Just wait.
They've just been amazing.
There is nothing that even can compare. There's nothing that can compare. I don't even have anything. I know I normally have great stories for you, but there's nothing I can give you that is going to even come close to that date to being one of the worst dates ever. You're looking at me like, I'm like, okay.
What about recently? No, nothing?
No, nothing like that. Man. I mean, what you're saying, like, what would it be? What kind of date could it be? I mean, I see a girl, she doesn't look good, and I'm just like, okay, I got to go. I mean, you're not, or she looks at me and going, you're not attractive, and you move on. No. You know, I've had
she
dates.
Acts up, or maybe she has too much to drink, or maybe
the odd everybody
she surprises you.
Or you may be just quiet. No, I haven't had any of this. Well, how about you?
Man, the worst one I could think of wasn't that long ago. So this is like the first time I started using one of those, and I'm not big on this. I probably was on it for like maybe a month or two before I got rid of it. But oh, was it Bumble or Tinder? One of those. I forget which one it was. The swipe right and left. You know, you familiar with this?
Yeah.
So. This is the first time, right, I'm using it, and after like a few weeks or so, I was talking to this girl for maybe like 2 or 3 days, and we finally set a date. Yeah, let's go out, you know, it sounds good, whatever, you know, she seemed cool. I was like, hey, let's see what happens. So I go to the date.
And she sent you a picture?
So yeah, it's all in the profile. Okay. So when you, before you even start talking to this person, you have to match. So if you say yes, that means you think she looks good.
Yeah.
She says yes to you, you guys connect, right? So yeah, I've seen pictures of her, right? So I get to the date. You know me, Max. I'm not always great with being punctual.
Yeah.
You know, run a little late.
Yeah, you're on what time?
Honduran time.
Honduran time.
Or Latino time.
Yeah.
Either one works. So I run a little late. So I text her. I say, I'm going to be there about 15 minutes later. So I said, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. She's telling me about this martini spot she loves, right? Oh, they have the best martinis and the food and the appetizers. So good. All right, sounds good. Max, I get to the restaurant. I go inside. And I see the only person sitting there by herself. She told me where she was going to be sitting, right? And Max, this woman looks nothing like the picture I saw in her profile. Like nothing. Like not even close. Not even remotely close. But that has to be her. I know that's her, right? Max, I'm not going to lie. What you just said, I thought about just turning around calling it a night.
Dipping.
But I didn't want to be, you know, want to be that guy. I want to be a good guy. You know what? The conversations were great. Her pictures could use some updating. But you know what? I'm going to keep it. See what happens with this one. Again, it's my first time doing this, right? I get to the table. I saw her from like the side. Yo, this woman is like half an appetizer into some steak and cheese spring rolls. Just like just grubbing.
Whooping them down.
Yo, grubbing, Max. Like literally, I'm looking at her for like a good 10 seconds and she's just like crushing them.
Yeah.
Just firing.
You,
like,
oh. You hear this sound?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like she didn't even take a break to breathe for a second. Like
breathe, girl.
Like she hadn't eaten in days.
Oh.
Right? Takes like big sip of her martini, keeps it going. I'm like, I don't even remember Vanessa or Danielle, whatever. I don't know. Oh hey, she couldn't even talk. Right? She's like, oh. Josue, oh hey, there you are, finally. I was like, yeah, sorry, running a little late. I was like, what you got an appetizer there. She's like, oh yeah, help yourself. Get in there. You know, get some.
Shit, get your hands gnawed off.
You know, there's like three rolls left. She's like, oh, you should have came earlier. You know, this is what happens. I'm just, you know, I'm like, oh, you could have just waited for me. You know, I didn't say this, right? But I'm like, could have just waited for me. But all right, we kick it. Order like cut like two more appetizers. Had a couple drinks, talking, whatever. It was all right. There was some parts of the conversation where I'm just like, all right, this is just not working. And that's the kind of, see, I figure you may have had a similar situation where you're just like, just the conversation in person wasn't like it was on text. I'm thrown off because of the way she looks a bit, because I'm like, this isn't the person I thought I was talking to. I even brought it up. And she said that it was a picture from like 07 or 08 or something. She like laughed about it. I'm just like, you should probably update that.
If you've been following me on Twitter, you may have noticed I'm finally doing something about my weight and my health. I decided it's time to get back to my MVP weight. So I started Awaken 180 Weight Loss. I'm already feeling fantastic. The best part, I'm already down 9 pounds. I could have hit the treadmill for a year and not seen the results that I've had with Awaken 180. Just like during my plan days, Awaken is all about losing weight and focusing on nutrition, coaching, and science. No pills, no gym. As you know, I travel a ton, but no worries there because Awaken 180 has a worldwide program. I can still have my weekly consult via Skype. When I'm back in Boston, I visit the Government Center location. Besides healthy living, my favorite part about Awaken is free support for life. We are all stuck at home these days, but join me and get healthy. Call the solution for weight loss. Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Get on board just as I did. Go to awaken180weightloss.com.
I mean that is saying it sounds so vain.
It does.
And it really
is. And I almost didn't want to tell the story, but this is this
and
is
there was, oh well, you know what made me think? Well, there was one date recently, and this was somebody who I knew way back when I was in high school. And it's like, yeah, you know, can't we go out? You know, you come to town. It's like, yeah, I'll be. Took, oh, man, I went and she was, yeah, like you said, you know, a sandwich or two away from just being like, whoa. Oh, you wouldn't hear that word, hey. It's like.
So you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah,
right?
and then, like you said. I am sitting there, man. She was like you said. She was woofing down food, and I was like, "Well, I was kind of full." She's like, "You're not gonna eat that?" No, I'm not. I'm not. Excuse me. Could you get a box to go? I was like, "Oh God." Okay, all right. I'm still good. I'm still good. We get back to her house, and literally when we pulled up to her house, she was like. You want to come in? Dude, I ain't even put the car in park. It's still in drive. I just got the brake on. You can hear the tires. So that would be my vain story that I would tell. Man.
That's when a good way to put it. That's my vain story.
That would be my vain story to tell. That would be it.
And listen, ladies, for ladies out there listening to this podcast right now, you can't fault me here, okay? When you putting out when you put yourself out there like that, people nowadays they call it catfishing, right? I guess I don't really want to use that term because technically it was her. It's just a really, really, really old photo. But it's like you're putting out a false personality out there. You're putting out a false picture for guys who are swiping left and right, especially in that kind of app where it's the connection starts off of your picture. So if the person you're talking to isn't the person you're talking to or the one that looks like the one in the picture, it's just you're just doomed from the beginning.
Yeah,
I don't know why. Why would you do that? Why do people do that? It's not just a woman thing.
They have that.
Why do people do that?
They have that commercial right now, the Geico commercial, where the guy is who is he? Pinocchio.
Yeah,
And you know, he comes out and the girl's sitting there is like, "You're John Pinocchio?" Yep, that's me. He said, "You don't quite look like your picture." And this one, he said, "Well, that's exactly this what before was. I was wearing his nose starts to grow." Oh man, that was funny. But I think we've all been there. And you know, I'm not saying I'm good like the, you know, Denzel or nothing, but right. I don't think I'm what the cat brought in. But, you know, still, you know, there are times when we have been vain with dates. And I think if you're talking about a date like that, that was the closest thing I would say for me.
Yeah. So you do. Okay. All right. So it's not just me. Now I feel better. Yeah. I did feel kind of bad.
Yeah. I think all men have you know, if you've been single for a while, you've been there. And I'm sure the same thing with women when they've met you sometime going,
right,
I thought you were taller. Right. Or I thought you didn't weigh as much. Or, you know,
right.
How old are you?
But the, when the face is different, man, it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Well, you know this doesn't look like you.
Well, I think that women have women can really be different when you think about the makeup they put on. Because you can see a woman with makeup on. I remember when I was in my 20s, I remember this girl saying, you know, we were talking about going to church. And she went and put this makeup on. She said, I look completely different with makeup on. She went and put on a mask. Mm-hmm. It was almost like a mask. And I was like, I'm not really feeling that good right now.
So it did the opposite effect. That's funny.
I think I'm going to go home. And I like you better without all the makeup. It's like, wow.
So when she invited me in, I was just like, no, it's getting late. Yo, I didn't mean to say this, man. It just came out. I felt so bad, but I go, good luck with everything. I mean, I'll see. Good night. Have a good night.
Adios. Adios, amigos. Adios.
It just came out. I got into the Uber, and I was just like, why did you say that?
Well, I think that, you know, there's something about honesty, though, and I think it goes both ways. I think that, you know, when people are dating, that you know, you, as a man, you have to tell, you know, precise stuff now, and there's enough pictures, enough photos of you that, you know. I think the thing in your case, maybe it should have been FaceTime. FaceTime would have been the one. It would have told you basically what you needed to know. So this was your fault. I'm putting on you.
You're putting this on me. I'm new to the game, Max. It was a couple years ago. I just got back in the single world. So I'm still trying to. It's weird here now. It's different. Yeah. It's not the same it was 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, life has changed. Life has changed in more ways than one, as you and I right now have talked right. about here in the last couple of sessions.
Right, definitely, man. Yeah. Definitely. Well, at least the martinis and the food was good.
Yeah.
She was right.
Well, that's good.